You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Small stuff does matter in these tight games. First base has been a hole for them offensively. I think Lamont Wade brings stuff to the table. For you, what is the number one need of this team as we start to get into the dog days of summer and we start to think about what they could be looking for at the trade deadline? Where would you start?
Well, the number one need is clearly offense. You know, this team needs some help offensively. They do. And that can come internally. That can come from Lamont being the best version of himself. That can come from Patrick Bailey getting back to the hitter that we saw for a lot of the early parts of his career. That doesn't have to come from the outside, but they do have to be a better offensive team to really accomplish what they think they can. There are only a certain number, you know. Ramos is going to be your left fielder. Lee's going to be your center fielder. Bailey's going to be the primary catcher. Chapman, Adamas, those spots are locked down. So you look around, there aren't that many spots where the Giants can upgrade. They need, to me, the lineup is not balanced in terms of left-handed hitters. But, you know, there's this odd thing going where they're not hitting lefties at all. So, I mean, I would have said at the start of the year, gosh, they need one more left-handed bat. They really do. But right now, they're getting dominated by lefties, so maybe I change my mind on that as we go along. But the Giants are equipped with pitching depth to be a really good pitching team. I guess you can never have enough pitching, but they've got a lot of quality pitching right now. They need a little more offense.
Hey, Dave, really appreciate it. Great stuff. Giants, 9 games over 500 going for the sweep today against the Kansas City Royals. By the way, I found the only other player remaining in the league right now from those 2014 squads. Salvador Perez, only one from the Royals side in 2014. Hunter Strickland still playing.
Oh, my goodness.
He was a rookie that year in 2014.
Breaking his arm on wall somewhere, yeah. In the big somewhere.
There you go. Well, Matt Duffy was still in the league, but that was last year. He's not there
he
right now.
He was on
this
the
year.
Royals recently.
Yeah, he was. Wow. He was 2 years ago, he was. So Hunter Strickland's still
good
around
call.
There, Dave.
Good
there
call. Go. Yeah, he's bouncing around. Wow. There's good old Hunter Strickland.
He's an angel. Don't sleep on the Angels.
Go get that ball out of the water. I mean, that's what I think of when I think of him.
There you go. Hey, Dave, we appreciate it, man.
I'll see
you. Good to talk to you guys. Talk to you soon.
There he goes. That's Dave Fleming, and it's brought to you by Rafael Lumber and Building Supplies, serving contractors, homeowners, and the community of Marin for over 50 years. Visit their showroom today. Hunter Strickland, still around as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. It's Spadoni, it's Chasky. One more hour to go here on a hump day. We've been talking about Giannis to the Dubs. We just talked a bunch of Giants with Dave Fleming. They are playing very good baseball right now. And the offense hasn't been amazing, but they're getting it done. And you got to credit to Bob Melvin, the small ball that they're playing right now, because that has been non-existent for the last few years, obviously, who, during the Farhan era.
Who are their two biggest acquisitions the last couple of years?
Biggest acquisitions. Willy Adames, obviously. That's the guy. Probably Matt Chapman.
Mm-hmm.
You would say those two guys?
And then,
I mean, I would say Blake Snell was pretty big.
I know.
But,
I'm talking about, like, commitment-wise.
Okay, those two guys.
Yeah, and, you know, both guys, like, I think we all like both guys. And both guys are struggling right now to get out of the out of the gates.
I expect that from Matt Chapman because I've seen it from both the A's and Giants. He's a streaky player.
Happened last year.
Adames, I don't really know because we weren't watching him with closely as a Brewer. I mean, unless you're playing fantasy baseball, but I don't know what to expect, and it's been underwhelming so far.
But
offensively, for sure.
Again, both those guys are making, you know, a third of what Juan Soto signed for.
A lot of money,
right? But there is something to be said about the fan base, the coverage, and the pressure of playing on the West Coast for the Giants versus playing in New York for the Mets after you just played on the Yankees.
And those brands in that market, like the Mets were just there in the World Series, right? The Yankees just there. Like,
just lost the World
Series. Just lost the World Series, right? So that's baked in the equation. New York is always on steroids when it comes to their coverage or anything. And the Giants, let's be honest, they're the third fiddle right now. But when it comes to the Niners, when it comes to the Dubs, and then them.
So no, I would agree.
There's levels. And Dave said it. They're winning right now.
I would agree. But I remember a time when Jeff Samardzija underperformed, and he was under tremendous scrutiny.
There was expectations then, wouldn't you say, though?
Yes. Mark Melanson came in with crazy expectations.
And he didn't help himself with some of the comments.
We ran him out of town.
Yeah, well, some of the comments were not great.
Sure.
Melon Khan, as my dad called him.
I'm asking Giants fans, like, is that a good thing for us as a fan base that we're not jumping all down these guys' throats? Is that more a byproduct of, hey, the team is winning and we're expecting them to come back around? I don't know. Like, is it star power? Because, like, when I look at Soto, they're like, well, he's not hustling. It's like, well, what did you think you were getting? Like, you knew what you were getting. You're getting a guy who played on 1,000 teams before he even got there.
Exactly.
And wanted to get paid the most amount of money with the most amount of years. He's a mercenary.
He is.
So I'm not surprised he doesn't hustle, right? Like, Matt Chapman hustles.
Sure.
Willy Adames hustles. Clearly are liked by their teammates.
Right.
Clearly the fans are pulling for them individually as players. But they're also high-priced free agents,
right,
who came in with some level of expectation.
And they're the same record right now. The Giants and the Mets are both 29-20. So, like, it's not like they're bad. The Mets are a good team. They're one of the best in the National League.
But has anyone done a segment in all of the land, whether it's online, whether it's at the station, across the street, or wherever, like anywhere where you consume Giants baseball, has anyone even expressed any concern over Chapman or Adames for this 2-month start?
No, they haven't.
So is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think that's a good thing overall, but it speaks to the expectations of the squad, I think, for people. I don't think there was high expectations heading into the season. Oh, you got some names. Oh, it's all right, new leaf. All right, Buster Posey's here. No more Farhan. You know, let's see. If the product is better overall, that's a win for me this season. If I can just go out there and I could come away from this season knowing who's going to be here for the future, that's great. I'm tired of just the turnaround year and year and year. And those old guys, maybe it's time to move on from them. But the old guys, as you mentioned to Dave, are the ones that are playing well. So it's kind of funny.
Two youngsters.
Right.
So, Ramos and Fitzgerald, they're playing really well right now.
So some familiar names are playing well, which I do think helps in all of this. Like, whether you like him or not, Yastrzemski is a name, and he's playing well.
But I don't think anyone hates Yastrzemski.
No, but he became synonymous with some fans. There are certain players that you just can't get over because of the Farhan era.
Yes.
So, and that's not fair to those players,
but
by the way.
Right now, he's cast where he should have been cast years ago. Which,
absolutely.
You know, we get a lot of frustration about Paz. And I said, hey, look, he's miscast as a starter.
He's not.
He's a backup player. So Yaz was miscast as a 3-4-5 hitter. On this team, he doesn't have to be it. And you're taking everything that he does, because he's doing really well right now.
Right.
And you're like, oh, this is great production.
And I do think because the guys that are playing well outside of them are young, and their future is going to be in their hands. And one of them is Elliot Ramos, who was an all-star last year.
Hey, if you watch every night,
he might be the best player offensively on this team. And you know what?
He's been good defensively.
He was an all-star, and he's been good defensively.
Yeah, very clutch.
Jung-Hoo Lee's calm down, obviously.
Yeah, but big hit last night.
Big hit last night, and he's been pretty damn good for this team.
I agree.
Pretty damn good. He had an amazing play, I want to say, over the weekend against the A's, where he ran in there. It was very difficult.
He had a couple
of
really nice
plays.
With
his son in his eyes.
His arm is really good.
It was Rooker, I think. Brent Rooker. Yeah. He had a bomb to center, and it was just all the way out there. He made a hell of a play, ran into the wall with the sun in his eyes. It was a high-level play. The shadows playing a part in it at that time. And then Tyler Fitzgerald, another young guy who Giants fans became familiar with summer of last year because he looked like Barry Bonds for a stretch. The guy just hit nothing but home runs. So, yeah, and he's playing well now. So I do think there's a lot of other players around them that are playing well that Giants fans are gravitating to. And the shine that was on Willy Adames early, while it's not there, I don't think there's this microscope on him because everyone else is playing well.
And I think that he gives off, when you watch the games on television, there's a sense that he tries maximum
effort. He's a big try-hard guy.
Absolutely.
And I don't say that in a negative connotation because I think we've said that in the past.
That's how he plays.
Yes, exactly.
And I also think that he's clearly beloved by every part of that clubhouse. I do think that, like, you know, you talk about baseball, and it's just, if you pay attention, there can be, in certain clubhouses, distinct cliques, whether it's, you know, racial, whether it's not, whether it's hitters versus pitchers, everyday players versus platooners. You get these, like, factions within an organization.
It's like, think of a class, elementary school, high school, middle school.
Exactly.
I was in, like, a smaller, like, schools, like, setting, like, private school, so, like, you had, like, 30 or 40 kids to a class, sometimes 35, 30, but, like, each of those classes, you have individual cliques.
Yes.
See, like, this, the girls and the boys are split, or sometimes they were all hanging out with certain ones, but they were split, and then they were into their own little faction. Same with baseball.
So Willie, to me, is a guy that kind of can jump through different cliques and unite them, because I could sense that. I see, like, a young guy like Ramos really looks up to Adames.
I was that guy in high school, by the way.
Chapman clearly really respects Adames, right?
Yeah.
You know, and Yaz really respects Adames. So I do think that he brings different age groups, different demographics on the team together, and he roots for everyone's success. Nobody likes the dude who pops up, the team's winning, and he's sitting on the end of the bench, and he's not high-fiving everyone.
No.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. It's just bad body language.
Only smiling when they do well.
Exactly. No one wants that in their squad. And I do think the vibes right now are very good when it comes to the San Francisco Giants. They're going for a sweep today against the Kansas City Royals. Good pitching matchup, by the way. You got Daniel Lynch the fourth going up against Logan Webb. Daniel Lynch 3-0 this season with a 1.29 ERA. Logan Webb balling 5-3, 2-4-2, 69 nice strikeouts for Logan Webb.
My brother went to the game last Tuesday, and he was saying, like, it was a great crowd, and the energy was
great.
The energy was awesome.
Mondays, Tuesdays, doesn't matter.
But what is it? I mean, is it just that, like, there's some players you like? Is it that they're winning? Is it literally they just got rid of Farhan?
Can it be all of those? Is it a cop-out to say everything? Everything, as Kyle Shanahan says.
It just feels like the whole vibe around the Giants for a fan, it just feels so much happier than it has in years past. And again, it's Wilmer balling. It's Yaz balling. Like, these are guys that were carryovers. It's, you know, Logan Webb's been here a while. He's been balling. Some of the newer additions haven't been as impactful as maybe we would like, and yet they're still winning and they're having success. And it just feels like the overall approval rating of the Giants is as high as it's been, I would go to say, till the last month of the 2021 season.
Why do you think it is? You ask me, why do you think? I think it's all those factors combined with it. And I just do think right now the Warriors, they're done. Niners, they're out right now. And the Giants are winning. And they're seizing an opportunity right now, a very good opportunity in front of them to seize this fan base back. And they're reciprocating. And you know what? Not that it's, you know, the end-all, be-all. I do think there is something to be said that the A's aren't here anymore. Not that they were drawing, per se.
That's interesting.
But the fact that they're not here anymore, and people in the East Bay that would go to some games casually to Oakland are probably going to San Francisco. That could... I'm not saying that's a huge segment of it, but it's a factor, I think.
Hey, look, if you bought a ticket and you went to a game, like, what's the motivation? Is it just, do you ritualistically go to Giants games?
The ballpark has just been balling.
It has been amazing.
Hey, honestly,
the weather's been really good.
The weather's been really good lately. That's part of it.
Yeah,
I love going to that. Yeah.
They played the Royals. They played, you know, the Diamondbacks at home. Like, there's been some games that, look, A's Giants is going to draw.
That was, packed.
There's no doubt, right? And I'm not going to say it doesn't. But I just get the sense, online, in the ballpark, around town, there's a vibe shift with the Giants, and I'm here for it. And maybe I am a big part of that because I talk about them much more positively this year than I have in years past, but they've given me more to talk about positively this year.
You know what? Let's keep the positive vibes going. Let's revisit Game 7, 2014, World Series, and what might have been the greatest clutch performance in the history of sports. We're going to do that on the other side. By the way, don't miss Valkyries taking on the Washington Mystics tonight, 7 o'clock, Chase Center. You can find that game right here on 95.7 The Game, though, because we are your home for Valkyries basketball. And you can find the Valkyries channel on the free Odyssey app. Kevin Dana and Sophia Jones will have the call. That's what's coming up in the game, brought to you by Honda of Vallejo. So another guy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
God, that was there
the
with
ball
me.
Tip sandwich.
Got me just so whatever part, whatever I wanted.
95.7 The Game. Breaking news.
Oh my goodness, there it is,
Giannis
ladies and gentlemen.
Warriors?
Stop. The tush push, the vaunted tush push. Everyone wants to talk about it. You know the Eagles and all that. The 1 yard line. Jalen. Oh, are we going to ban it? No, you're not going to. The final vote for the Packers' resolution to ban the tush push. 22-10, not in favor of banning the tush push.
So
the
Oh, no.
Philly hangs on in a final score of votes, 22-10. So there you go. Tush push is staying. Oh, whatever. You're so sad about it. You're so salty about it.
Well, no, I just don't. I don't think it's a very compelling football play. Just like the extra point wasn't a compelling play for me when it was 2-3 yards away.
Yeah, I think it's very compelling. I actually get excited when they're going to start to do it. It's fun to watch. I enjoy watching it. You don't. That's fine. I think you're in the minority there.
No. Actually, the part that I find to be a little absurd is that, you know, for example, I watched Deshaun Goldson get basically penalized out of the league when guys would get stuck up and they would fight for more yards. If he came flying in and hit the pile we would throw a flag. Okay? And so I get why. You're trying to, you know, player safety
That's
and all that.
That's not the same as what the tush push is, though.
I don't
They're a collective unit pushing forward. They're not flying in over anyone. People are trying to stop him flying in, and they just keep failing.
How many times have we seen somebody try to hold someone up, and then a lineman comes flying in late, and he hits that running back and defensive player from behind to plow him forward multiple yards? I don't think that that's a fair play. I think that the offense has so many, you know, rules in place to give them, you know, favor. I just think that the defense is very vulnerable in this particular play, and you're giving people a running start to hit you. I don't think
there's no safety issues with it. There's been nothing to said or substantiate that it is a dangerous play at all. So until that happens,
I'm saying the term fair.
Okay. But I'm saying that is an argument too. I'm just getting there. Some people think it's
what rule has benefited the defense in the last 15 years?
It's a great question. Probably not any.
None.
Nothing I can think of.
All I'm saying is, like, look, if I'm a defender and I'm trying to, like, hold you up and you're allowing a lineman to get a 7 or 8 yard sprint start and can plow the two of us, how's that fair? But me hitting a guy who's kind of held up and it's a, you know, questionable play, like, again, it doesn't seem like they're on the same plane. I don't think it's fair. I think that everything has been catered to the offense, and from the defense's perspective, I think this play is very difficult to defend against, and I think it's just unfair to me. I don't think that, look, they are uniquely equipped, Philadelphia, to be able to run this play.
Anyone's able to do it.
Philly.
Anyone's able to do it.
You can
do
it. I didn't say that.
I know. I'm just saying everyone's able to do this play, but I think the Eagles get unjustly criticized because they're just better at it than anyone else. They're just better at it.
I don't deny that, but I also, that doesn't mean that it's not unfair to the defense, because you're giving offensive players an advantage and a head start to be able to run in and hit people from behind. You can't do that as a defender.
Figure it out. I don't know what to tell you. Just figure it out. Offense is here to stay. That's what we know. I'm not here to.
Is it a compelling play?
Yes, I think it's fun to watch whenever they do it.
We'll disagree.
Yeah, we'll disagree. I think you're one of the few that do disagree. That's fine. By the way, make sure you're subscribed to the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. Sam Lubin, Joe Shasky, and Steven Rizzotto have the best Giants talk in the world. Whoa, we took away the occasionally? Is Steven a full-timer? Let's go. Celebrate the greatness of Wilmer Flores during Wilmer Flores Appreciation Week. Plus, why you no longer need to worry about the ninth inning for the Gigantes. All right, so the tush push is here to stay for now. The other thing that got taken off the table in regards to some of the rule changes, the playoff seeding. Detroit Lions had submitted a template that, you know, playoff reseeding would happen, that just because you won your division, it didn't mean anything. They would be saying it just goes by record.
For example, the Vikings wouldn't have been on the road.
Correct. So that, there you go. But they withdrew that proposal. So maybe they needed to do some tinkering, some wording.
They probably didn't have enough votes.
Or they just didn't have enough votes, so they just pulled it off completely. So
I'm here for reseeding.
All right. That's fine. And we'll see. We'll see, right? Oh, another thing, by the way, that passed yesterday was the allowing of NFL players to take part in the Olympics in a few years in L.A. when it comes to flag football. So think about this. We could have potentially Lamar Jackson, Christian McCaffrey, Tyreek Hill, right? You could have all those guys out there, Justin Jefferson, a lot of good players, Joe, the greatest players to play for Team USA and their flag football. Are you in on that? Does that get you excited?
I would do what we used to do with our Olympic team. I would not send our best.
Is that compelling?
No, I wouldn't send our best. I wouldn't send Lamar Jackson.
Oh, why?
I would do it the way we did it pre-1992, where we used to send the amateurs out there. So to me, I'm not sending Lamar Jackson.
So we're going to wait to get bodied in this first iteration, then we'll send our studs back, because that's what happened in the NBA. We started losing, and then we started to say, actually, you know what? Let's go to our big boys. Let's do the dream team and just destroy
everything. I want, like, instead of sending the Hall of Fame level football players, I would send guys that aren't Hall of Fame football players.
Gardner Minshew as your quarterback.
Darren Sproles.
Well, when he was like in his 30s or 20s.
Who cares?
But what is he now? 45? You know? Okay, no, I hear you.
Michael Vick.
Okay.
Right? Like, that's what I would be sending over there.
Okay. Fair enough.
I don't need to see Justin Jefferson cook somebody from, you know, the UK.
Is flag football, does that do anything for you, by the way? Because real quick, I think it's a, if anyone's here in an adult league or your kids are doing
it's the hottest growing means, female sport.
It's so lame. I'm just going to keep it a buck. I think watching flag football as a product is so boring.
Next Level Football is
so
not for your son.
The he kids can play
love
it. It.
The kids love it.
Again, the kids.
It's fun.
It's a fun kids game. For me, once the adults start doing it, it loses my interest because it's not tackle football. The whole reason we watch football is joyful violence, as Baldy put it. Mm-hmm. That's why I watch football. I don't watch it to watch you pull a little flag. Oh, we're at a company picnic event. Yippee. Stop. If that's the case, put me at quarterback. Put Nahegan at tight end. Carter, your center. Let's go. You in on that?
I'll look at that.
Thanks. Actually, you would watch that, wouldn't you? That would be like.
I don't watch non-NFL, non-college football powerhouse football. I don't watch the USFL. I don't watch the XFL.
Thank you.
I did watch the XFL, but that was for a very short period of time. I don't watch any of those. I don't pretend to watch the CFL. I'm not one of those guys.
Okay. So we're in lockstep there, the same thing. All right. But yeah. We will watch the Olympics because it's going to be here. It's going to be in California. It's going to be in LA. And it's going to be the first iteration of that. And it's going to be interesting. Who's going to be is Brock Purdy going to be the quarterback? Do you want him playing in that? Are you nervous? Can he get hurt?
His elbow getting hurt in a flag football game.
Oh, God. Don't say that. Oh, sorry. I'm laughing at the absurdity.
So that's why I would never send any of my top pros. Like, I don't want them even risking anything unless it's on one of my fields. I was an owner.
What about Steph Curry playing for the Olympics last year, the Olympic team? Did you feel some type of way about that?
I think Steph's earned a level of status. And the injury risk in basketball is,
I don't know.
You think less than it is in football.
I don't know. Who on the Niners right now do you think would actually have a legit shot? Like, if the team started today, because I know it's in a couple years. Was it three, in fact, 2028?
If he was fully healthy and I didn't have to worry about it, the best player would be CMC.
He'd be the starting running back, I think.
Right?
He'd be awesome. Even over Saquon, as far as I'm concerned, because I do think his shifting, he's a little more shifty, and that's what matters in flag football.
Well, I already know who would be the best, and we could have a million arguments. Wes Welker would have been one of the greatest flag football players of all time.
That's a great point.
Edelman, Wes Welker, give me all the little shifty white guys.
Tavon Austin?
No, he's not tough enough.
Hunter Renfro right now, I would take.
DeSean Jackson would be incredible at flag football.
I think Lamar Jackson would probably
He'd
be great.
He would have been unreal.
Incredible. That's why I go, like, Michael Vick would have been amazing in flag football.
Lamar Jackson right now, probably.
But then there's that whole passing part. It's a joke.
Imagine being a two-time MVP and not
being able to pass. What was the guy who said he should play running back?
Bill Polian. No, wide receiver, I think.
He needs to go to a flag football league and learn how to throw first before we can draft him.
I had Lamar's back. He should have won his third MVP. I mean, he was first team All-Pro and didn't win it, which in the history of football has, like, never happened. Insanity to me. 888-957-9570 is the number. Are you in on flag football?
I think the best quarterback of all time, we would all agree, if we were playing flag football, there's only two names that I can select. One, either prime Dan Marino.
Yeah.
God, prime Dan
that
Marino.
That release would be so unfair.
Prime Doug Flutie.
Flakes.
Tell me you wouldn't be signed up for that.
I would. That's why I kind of mentioned Gardner Minshew, like kind of the plucky, like, yeah. Underside. Hey, Jeff Garcia.
Well, we were talking about this yesterday. I would have gone with Garcia.
Who's got a question?
Well, I got a question for you guys, because we're talking about the offensive side of the ball so much, but half the game is defense, too. Who are the defensive players you'd be looking to put on your flag football team?
Well, it's all time.
We're not tackling here. We're grabbing flags.
Also, what's the guy for the Patriots that had a zillion interceptions? Oh, God, he would get burned, but his kid's playing in the NFL. Oh, it's going to bother me.
Early 2000s?
Yeah, gosh.
Al Harrington?
Asante Samuel.
Al Harris, I was going to say.
Asante Samuel. Sign me up for him. Somebody who gets burned but gets a lot of picks.
So you get two corners, one rusher, and two safeties.
Oh, Taylor Mays then.
Ooh, Taylor Mays would be a great one.
If I needed someone to whiff in space, it's Taylor Mays.
No, he can whiff, but just grab the flag.
He doesn't have to tackle. He has to be within arm length of the flag.
Eric Johnson would have been good in this league. You guys don't remember the tight end, Eric Johnson.
Oh, you just said Johnson. I was going to say Chris Johnson at his hype, at his peak. Oh, my God. CJ2K.
So sick. CJ2K.
Hey, wait. I know who the quarterback should be right now. Kyler Murray. Are you kidding me? He is built for flag football.
He can't see over the little stool that they put the football on.
He can't see over the stool.
Venn diagram of Call of Duty players and flag football players is a perfect circle, so it works.
Oh, my God, that's a great point, Sam. Will and Marin, our boy. Is this the other Will and Marin, or is this the Will and Marin? That's what I want to know.
We would all agree, like, the Randy Mosses, the Calvin Johnsons,
T.O.
They would be great in anything.
T.O. could probably go now.
He'll Who's your rusher, now. Though? That's the real question.
Oh, Lawrence Taylor.
Crosby right now, I'd say. He's fast.
That's mine.
Someone's fast.
Crosby?
Long. He's long. You got to have the long reach in these, I would say. Like, because, like, the Aaron Donalds, the arm length is not like Bosa, I think, would be good. Nick Bosa.
Yeah, but Crosby has the battery. Like, yeah, just doesn't
true.
Stop. Yeah,
that's true.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. T.J. Watt? Yeah. Micah Parsons?
Micah would be, definitely.
Okay.
I'm in on Micah.
Fred Warner?
Fred Warner wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, Fred's fast.
I would probably have just a lot more, like, ball-hawking safeties and corners out there, though.
There you go. Okay. All right, fair enough. Will and Marin wants to touch on the tush push. Easy enough for me to say. Will, good morning. What are your thoughts on the tush push staying in flag football in the Olympics, and now NFL players are allowed to participate in it? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, this is the Will and Marin, so don't worry about it.
You know what? I recognize the voice, so you are the Will, not the other Will and Marin, the OG.
There we go. So this is the one thing that I would say. I think that every NFL defensive coordinator and, like, lineman and linebacker, they should watch a rolling maul and a maul defense from South Africa rugby. Like, I know that they're two different sports, but pretty much a maul comes from a line out, and what they're trying to do is they're usually 5 meters out to 10 meters out, and they get all their big blokes together in a moving maul, and they're trying to push through. It's their version of the tush push, and I just think that I get it. They're not, and it goes off of the cadence too, because it's when they throw, when they're set, and when they start pushing. I just think it would be a good visual and try to transform that over into like an NFL situation. I just think it would really help in that situation. And I can't believe you guys for flag football haven't even brought up Mike Vick, who is still currently shredding.
I said Michael Vick. Well, he did say it.
I said that would be my start. I'd start with Michael Vick.
Okay, that's my fault. But no, yeah, he's shredding. And I think Vick to T.O. would be really good. But I also think, too, if you didn't want to go with the current players right now, I think what would be a big seller and would make a lot of money is if you had the Tom Brady-Gronk connection in flag football. No one's stopping Gronk, and Gronk's big enough and athletic enough to play defense. He could rush on defense, and he would be pretty daunting for anybody because he's just so athletic. So I think that would be cool. I think Brady would shred in the Olympics. Thanks, guys.
Well, I think you're misremembering Gronk as a defensive player when he was on special teams and the miracle in Miami happened, and he couldn't get over fast enough. He was a shell of himself, and I love Gronk. I do. But it is fun to talk about just, like, all-time flag football players, like, in the grand scheme of things, because Tom I don't want, actually. He's a statue. You need to move around. You're going to get sacked, Tom. Sorry, you just are. He's really good. He's very efficient. He's fast. Same with Dan Marino. I need someone to wiggle around.
Well, see, you don't remember Prime Marino. Prime Marino could move a lot better.
Okay, but I'm saying Michael Vick, I know, could move a lot
no
better.
No doubt. I'm just talking about making every single throw on a field. Like,
of course.
Marino's got one of the greatest arms of all time.
It might be the greatest arm in release ever.
Yeah, like, someone was going to say John Elway.
I mean,
we
should probably, like Patrick Mahomes, he'd be a baller. The guy looks like he's playing flag football half the time in pads.
Yeah,
he's
but then
incredible.
I'd have to look at him with his helmet off and, you know, chewing the gum and the hair and everything.
Hey, but you'd be USA. You'd be rooting for him. Be Team USA, baby. You would hate having to root for him, wouldn't you? He would hate having to root for
his brother doing TikToks on the side.
Oh, in red, white, and blue like Rex Kwando. Oh, it'd be the worst. I would hate that so much. It's not doing anything for you. The flag football is it?
It's whatever.
Okay, I'm trying to make you excited about it.
It's whatever.
My best, you know.
I'm happy with flag.
I'm happy with flag football. Okay, but I do think like college. That would be interesting. Having our best, like, collegiate players do it, that would be interesting, right? Arch Manning being the quarterback?
I don't know if Arch is good or not, though.
Perfect. Let's put him in flag football. We'll find out.
Well, no, I don't want to lose.
See, now there it is. Now you care. I want to win the game.
You're going to put that was USA the most American, on the front. I want to win.
That was the most American thing you've ever done.
I don't care about it, but I still want to win it. That's yes, right. That is American
How
sports
am I
right
wrong
there.
On that? How am I wrong
no,
on
I
that?
No, I feel you on that. I absolutely do.
It's all about medal count.
100%. All about the medal count. I don't want the bronze. Oh, we have the most. No. I want the most gold.
Exactly.
Did we even get the most gold last time, or was it China? Let's look it up. Let's get back to me on that. I did tease this before we went into the break, Game 7, because the Giants are taking on the Royals, and they have a chance to sweep today, Logan Webb on the bump. But I asked Dave Fleming, who joined us last segment, about when you see certain teams, you just go back to the championships, or the non-championships, but in this case, the championships. And I could never look at the Kansas City Royals the same and not think of Madison Bumgarner. Game 7, what he was able to do, and just talking about clutch performances of all time in the Bay. And I get it. You'll have Joe Montana. You'll have that the Super Bowl, right? Like, obviously. I still think I'm taking Madison Bumgarner in Game 7 because he was the best player overall throughout the totality of that run. It just, I have never seen a pitcher put the team on his back to win the whole damn thing like I've seen that. I saw the bloody sock, ketchup sock, whatever you want to call it, Tapatio sock. Kurt Schilling was really good. He was amazing. He didn't do what Bumgarner did that run. For me, for my money, that is still the greatest clutch performance in a must-win situation in the history of Bay Area sports and maybe in American sports all time, for me.
So that's the moment you think of when you close your eyes and you think of Game 7?
That's it. That, for me, that is what I think of. That's up there with Steph. What is that, Game 4 against the Boston Celtics?
No, but I'm saying Game 7. If I just say Game 7.
Oh, Game 7? Yes, not even close.
It's not LeBron and Kyrie? I'm just asking.
Nope. It's Madison Bumgarner. It's not game. Yeah, you said game 7, so not game 6, Clay, but game 7.
It's not Mariano Rivera versus Luis Gonzalez.
Nope. It's a great moment. Great moment. Didn't touch what Bumgarner did because it was leading up to that point, yeah. And you saw the fear in the Royals fans. Ned Yost talked about it. He's like, "Oh man, we're screwed." Manager of then the Kansas City Royals, Ned Yost, when he saw Bumgarner warming up in the pen, he's like, "Oh man, maybe our time's up." And it was. The only guy that was able to hit a home run off of him or score a run off him was Salvador Perez, the guy that's still in the big leagues, who's probably going to be a Hall of Famer. So it took a Hall of Famer to hit a home run off of him, and that was it. That's all he gave up.
What about Mazeroski? If I say the name Bill Mazeroski, does anyone know? I'm just asking.
Against Game 7 against the Yankees, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, walk-off.
Yeah.
Walk-off.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. What about Jack Morris? Did you guys even know about Jack Morris?
I know these moments. Yeah.
I'm just asking.
No, that's... These are
because I'm going to go Bumgarner, obviously, but yeah. But I'm biased. You know, I'm okay. A Giants fan.
Well, I didn't even want to limit it to baseball in Game 7. I'm just saying clutch moment in sports.
Well, like, these are some of the World Series Game 7 okay. Clutch moments.
Yeah.
Okay, Sandy Koufax, yeah. Right? 10 strikeouts, Game 7. Like,
it's pretty big.
He was the MVP.
One of the greatest of all time.
You know, Bob Gibson had multiple Game 7s. I don't know. I'm just asking out loud.
Sure. No, they're all within, you know, the parameters, and you can absolutely have all of those. But for me, it was absolutely Madison Bumgarner because what it meant leading up to that point, it was all baked in the equation. I wasn't there for that entire run for Sandy Koufax or Bill Mazeroski, all those players. They were all very good names and legends in their own right, and Madison Bumgarner became a legend after that. But he's a horse. He was a horse on that team. It wasn't Tim Lincecum. It wasn't Matt Cain. It wasn't, you know, the old man, you know, Tim Hudson, Jake Peavy, all those names. It was him. He was Captain Consistency. And I just think of that delivery, being the lefty, the snot rockets, all of being a grizzled, just grumpy person, a red ass, all of it. It was Manalytics at that point. The hell with analytics, it was Manalytics, and he put the team on his back.
And Sam, you're not allowed to contribute.
Whoa.
Who pitched game 6 for the Giants?
Peavy?
Yep.
Yeah, and he got destroyed.
Who pitched game 7?
Hudson?
That's who started the game.
Yes.
Who came in after and got the win?
Oh, my God. Was it Affel?
Yes.
Yes. Look at me 11 years ago. I'm happy about that. I'm pumped. That's my win.
How many innings did Tim Hudson go?
One and a third.
Two thirds.
Damn.
One and two thirds.
Ah, so close. Sam, did you know all that, by the way? Did you know every single part of that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I also remember when Tim Lincecum came in for like 4 pitches in game 6.
There you go.
Who started the game for the Royals?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Danny, you're not going to get it.
Danny Duffy?
No. Jeremy Guthrie.
Guthrie, okay.
Former Rookie of the Year.
You won Rookie of the Year?
Yeah, Guthrie, I think he was Rookie of the Year, whatever year that he was.
Jake Peavy in game 6. Went 1 1/3.
They got absolutely
Hudson
demolished.
Went 1 2/3.
He's basically the opener.
Yeah. They both got just.
They got a combined 9 outs in game 6 and game 7, your starters.
World Series champions, both of them. There you go. Huddy.
If I were to ask you to read off the lineup for the Giants in game 7, can anyone do it? Does anyone want
to
try?
You know what? I'll go to Sam on this one. You do it, Sam. Garlic fries and baseball, guys. I'll give you. I will.
I don't remember the actual. I don't know if I can remember the actual order. So probably it was.
It doesn't have to be the order. Just give me around the diamond.
I'll give you under. Obviously, Buster was behind the plate. The two-time world champ Brandon Belt at first. Joe Panic at second. Pablo at third. You had Doug Crawford at short. Almost fumbled that one. Gregor Blanco is your left fielder.
Nope.
No, well, sorry. No. Ishikawa was your left fielder. Blanco is your center fielder.
Nope.
I'm sorry?
Gregor Blanco played center. He was not. Ishikawa was
Hunter
not
Pence.
Your left fielder.
Hunter Pence
was in right.
Yep.
And then was Morse the left fielder that night?
No, the guy who fumbled the ball in the outfield who played the whole game, Juan Perez!
Juan Perez! I thought Perez was a defense replacement.
No, he had three at-bats in that game.
I thought so too, Sam. I was thinking the exact same line of. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So, all right. Perez, Blanco, then Morse was your DH then.
And who was center?
Center field was Gregor Blanco. Who
it was Gregor. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, your DH was Michael Morse.
Now do the Royals, Sam.
Okay. Well, I mean, this is
Salvador Perez, Eric Hosmer,
Escobar short,
Alcides Escobar. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. We got Mike Moustakas.
Yep.
Moves. Eric Hosmer. Alex Gordon.
Lorenzo Cain out in center.
Lorenzo Cain was so sick.
Gerard Dyson.
Not a starter on that team. He did play a lot though.
Remember Gerard Dyson.
In Game 7, it was Aoki.
Oh, Nori, Giants legend.
Yeah.
And there you go.
Can anyone name the second baseman?
Omar Infante.
Yep.
You like that?
Nice.
How about that for a pull?
You played that team, the A's.
Yeah, of course.
Played that team, so he remembers it very well.
And Terrence Gore, remember him? John Lester does.
Look, I will go to my deathbed saying that if you knew that Bumgarner was in that game and was unhittable, okay?
You send him, right?
Even if you think you're going to get hosed by Crawford, he's got to make a great throw from short left center field. Buster's got to catch it, put the tag on. I thought the probability of getting thrown out from left field was less than the probability of you getting a hit against Bumgarner with a guy at third and two outs.
And the guy that was at the plate, though, coming up was Salvador Perez, right?
I know.
So the only guy that had success against Bumgarner.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
It's tricky, but I feel you on that.
I almost sent him, and I would have lived or died with a play at the plate with two outs, game seven, and I would have said, hey, we were trying to put up, the guy was fumbling the ball in left field, and it's Alex Gordon, who's not fast, who was losing speed. The whole play was, it's one of the great endings of a game
and
of all time.
And who's to say Crawford, again, the likelihood of this, because he's just so damn good.
He's got, his arm is his best skill.
It is, but what if he bobbles the ball? Like that's, and then he rushes, crazy things
and
happen.
And Buster has to make a clean catch and a clean tag at home. I don't know. I thinking about it over and over and over in my head, I would have probably pushed it. I would have sent him. Even though I know that Perez is coming up, and I know that going into that situation, I'm probably sending him.
Could you imagine if it came down to another replay and it was a clear path rule, if Buster Posey got it? He blocked the plate! He didn't give him an opportunity! And then it got. But again, why don't you put the onus on the umps at that point? Game seven, home cooking, you never know. Again,
am
I'm
I
totally
wrong with that? Do you guys agree with me?
I agree with you on that. I would have sent him, but in hindsight, it's always 20-20. You had Salvador Perez coming up. The guys, then you knew he was going to be a stud, and he was a stud for that entire series, and especially against Bumgarner, the only guy to score an earned run off of him. So, yeah, it's easier said than done. Alex Gordon was, on a team of speed, he was one of the slower players, so it's maybe kind of
Lorenzo Cain, Dyson, that team was so fast.
So fast. And, ask John Lester. He remembers.
People forget about Lorenzo Cain. He's not some, Hall of Famer. He's just a really good player for a long time.
Brewers, baby. The Brew Crew.
He was sweet, dude.
He was.
He was really sweet. A very good positional versatility in the outfield, good arm. I just thought he was a good player.
He was. 888-957-9570. Talking about clutch performances. Just in the Bay Area, though, where does that Bumgarner one rank for you, Joe? Is that, the top for you? Well, you mentioned Joe Montana yesterday, and you were very adamant about it.
Oh, Joe Montana, 1988, two-minute drive. It's not even, come on.
I was going to say the drive, but that's not the drive. That's John Elway, right?
Yeah, John Elway is the drive in the AFC Championship game.
Correct.
Against Cleveland.
There you go.
The drive for Joe Montana is the two-minute drive.
Which is what should be the drive.
Which had the touchdown pass to John Taylor at the end.
Yeah.
But also, his drive against the Dallas Cowboys, even though they were required to stop by Eric Wright. Joe Montana is, when I think of, before Bumgarner, when I think of clutchness personified, it is Joe Montana.
Well, his name is literally, it personifies Cool Joe.
Yeah,
just cool under pressure.
The New York Giants, where the two guys collide, it's a teardrop to Jerry down the sidelines.
Right.
I mean, there's so many moments that you can have for Joe. I mean, his comeback against Washington in the NFC Championship game where they end up losing that game in 1983 is as good. I think they're down 21-3 or whatever in the fourth quarter. Joe had some of the greatest moments ever. It's never going to be, game seven, Bum doing what he did, the Paul Bunyan moment. But, it starts with Joe.
Starts with Joe. 888-957-9570. Talking about clutch moments in the history of Bears sports or just American sports, where you would rank Madison Bumgarner's game seven as the Giants are taking on the Royals. They're going for the sweep today. Logan Webb on the bump against Daniel Lynch, the fourth.
What's one of the great moments in the 90s in baseball for you guys?
In the 90s?
If you're just going to go some of the great moments, Sid Bream, Barry Bonds.
Well,
that was a game seven.
Remember, Joe, we were young.
Okay.
We were all born in 93.
Okay. So if I were to say Ken Griffey versus the Yankees, do you guys know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about, but I'm not going to remember the moment.
So him sliding into home is one of the most iconic plays of all time, right? Him scoring in that play. And I think about it all the time. I think one of the most dramatic ways to win a game, obviously, is a game-winning shot at the end, a touchdown pass like they did to Dwight Clark in the final minute of a game, Plaxico, or, pick that particular moment.
I guess Dave Roberts, right? The steal, down 3-0, ALCS.
Absolutely.
Yankees, Red Sox. I mean, it's so
a walk-off homer.
Right? Poppy.
I think that had they sent Gordon on that play, that would have been the most dramatic finish to any series in the history of any sport.
It would have been, because it would have been a play,
at the plate with the World Series on line. You either tie and go to keep going, yep, or game over, series over, World Series defined.
Right. It's crazy. And then at that point, you got to think, how much does Madison Bumgarner have left in the tank if it's a tied game? Does he go into extras? What do you do there? That bullpen.
We had nothing left.
Yeah, they had nothing left.
Nothing left.
They were gassed, right? And you thought about the bullpen of the Royals stacked. Remember some of the names on that Royals bullpen? Oh, my God.
I'm going to give it to you.
They got to the sixth inning. It was the games were over. Over.
Wade Davis was sweet. Oh. Herrera was sweet.
Greg Holland.
I mean, that team was sweet.
Stacked. Stacked.
Who was the guy? Yordan Ventura?
Yes.
Was he a starter, though?
I think he might have been.
I know he did come out of the pen for them in the playoffs, but I believe he was a starter.
Yes. RIP, by the way, unfortunately.
Dude, he was sick.
He was so young, too.
He started game six.
Oh, God, I remember that. That Royals team was so good. That Royals team.
They had four guys blowing 100.
In an era where it's so damn hard to reach back to the World Series. I know the Astros have done it.
Them and the Rangers in consecutive, they were like pitches away from winning the World Series.
And I'm glad the Rangers did, and Bruce Bochy obviously being a part of it.
And the Royals.
But I really wanted it for Ron Washington, and they were a strike away two different times back in 2011. Oh my God, they were so close.
Now imagine being a Niner fan lately.
We're talking about clutch. David Fries, right there. But you say David Fries, I would say if I'm a Ranger fan, I say what? Nelson Cruz. What the hell are you doing? Why the hell was he in right field?
If you say David Fries, for some reason in my head, I'm like, yeah, that ball that Pujols hit off of Brad Lidge still hasn't landed.
There you go.
I don't know why I do those different name recognition moments.
Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
Oh, boy. What's your final thought today? Is it Memorial Day? You started off the show being mad at people for scheduling things during Memorial Day weekend. Are you still upset about it? Calm down now?
No. It'll be my mansion till the day I die. There are 3 weekends or whatever dates on the calendar all year that you better not schedule something. No graduations. No weddings. I don't want any anniversary parties. I want no birthday parties. It's Memorial Day weekend. It's whatever 4th of July wraps around. And it's Labor Day weekend. Those are for us, the people. We need those days off. Now, if you want to go to work and get time and a half and triple time, all you city workers, and if you can do it, go get it. But for me, I'm on the river, baby. Don't.
You're a river rat? You got the inner tube or what?
Well, these vacation days are so rare. I'm not trying to go to a wedding, buy you a gift, sit in the heat, and pretend all day like you haven't screwed my weekend over as I wait for you to walk down the aisle at 5 o'clock in the sweaty heat.
For some reason.
No, it's selfish. You're selfish.
I can't picture
you. I don't want to sit at a stadium waiting for 8 billion names to be called for you to get called and us not even to be able to clap or even see you because you look like an ant because I'm a mile away at a university because you spent 400 grand for us to waste a weekend you getting a piece of paper.
What is going on here?
Dude,
what?
You nailed that.
Am I wrong?
I'm just trying to picture you in an inner tube and going on a river or being at a beach. I can't do it. I can't picture you just hanging out on a beach. Can you guys?
I'm just picturing him being really grumpy at a wedding right now. Just sit on the front row, just this big face? Scowl on his face, crossing his arms, this is a waste of a weekend.
this face, when I put the shades on, Coach Ball, it's also, we're chilling out. We're relaxing. And when I put these shades on in the summer, we relax. We play our river. I have a river mix. It's called Ultimate River Jams.
You guys gonna play flag football?
No, I got a hitting net and I got a tee set up and we're going to hit golf balls and baseballs into the net.
You got to have the pigskin though. You got to toss around the ball.
Oh, we've got that.
You got that. You have to have the football always, whether it's at the beach, whether it's at the park.
Yeah, but if you're so selfish to where you're planning your wedding and expecting me to ruin one of my core weekends off, shame on you.
Can't do it.
I mean,
thank you.
It's selfish to invite you to come to a celebration of their love and for them to expect you to come and party with them. What kind of weird, twisted thing are you putting out into the universe right now? Stop making it about you. The wedding's about them, not you.
No,
it's about her. It's not about them. It's about her.
No, You're making 200 people, give or take,
and how big it is. You do anything. You're making us sacrifice
one of the rare three-day weekends to go celebrate you, buy you a gift, wait till 4 or 5 o'clock, you know, there's other, get down the aisle. I'm starving all day.
There's other Memorial Days. I mean, there's no other wedding.
But here's the other part. Oh. When there are these destination weddings, they make you have a three-stay minimum on these nights. Carter, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And it's a core, expensive, tiered-up price point weekend. It stinks.
Hey, what's your final thought, Carter?
My final thought is you two missed, literally, I think, the clutchest moment in Bay Area sports history. By far. The play. I mean, come on, guys. It's not close.
Both teams failed to make a bowl game.
Doesn't matter. If a lot of people think of it as the greatest play in the history of sports. So...
I don't think it was. It was the greatest call. I think it was the greatest call, maybe, in the history of sports.
On the field.
Joe Stark, he was incredible. The voice cracking. Maybe the greatest call, but not the greatest play.
Most heart stopping finish in the history of college football.
I think Stanford was 6-7 that year. Look it up.
Yeah, no.
Look it up.
6-4, I think.
I'm sorry. Yeah. That cannot be.
Doesn't matter.
That's not better than the Super Bowl.
Still pretty
Game
clutch.
7.
Or Tua throwing a walk off in the college football final.
Or Friday night, Game 4.
Tua's
Steph
been
Curry
eating off
in
of that
Boston
pass his entire
Garden,
life.
9 o'clock at night on the East Coast tip off. The greatest fourth quarter in the NBA.
Clutch's moment, though.
Clemson, Deshaun Watson, Hunter Renfro. Look it up. What you got, Sam?
My final thought is if I ever get married, I'm definitely getting married Memorial Day weekend now.
There you go. Are you going to invite me?
I'm going to invite you, yeah.
And
why
Joe?
Wouldn't I?
Joe might be in the wedding party.
I might just send her like a honorary invitation for Shasky, knowing very well that it's going to be, you know, a no. But...
out of respect, I won't even respond, no. I'm
even better.
I'm going to force you to not know that I'm not coming.
I mean, I'll know, but it's the thought that will count.
My final thought today is this. As a former host here in the late, great Michael Urban used to say, something was good for ball or bad for ball. The tush push, good for ball. And that was Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity. At home or on the go, you get the fastest internet to all of your devices. Steiny and Goon next. It's going to be brought to you by Valvoline. Memorial Day weekend is almost here, Joe. Swing by Valvoline Instant Oil Change and make sure your vehicle is road ready. No appointment. Stay in your car. Done in about 15 minutes. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for locations and coupons.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.